Hey, this is Dian Tai, one of the founders and creators of Worship, a new queer performance and dance party happening at the Red Rattler Theater on Friday, July the 26th. Now, Worship is a new inclusive queer party to celebrate and worship the community's cultural, religious, spiritual, and unique queer identities. Worship features performers from queer, trans, and from various backgrounds. Now, they will share stories of their identity, cultural, and spiritual practices through dance, drag, music, and other forms of performance art. So I guess this is something that is very important and very personal for me as a person of color. I grew up in a small town called Ipoh, Malaysia, and moved to Sydney when I was about 18. So I feel like as an immigrant and someone who moved, from overseas to Australia, to a Western society, we tend to forget or stop practicing some of our cultural, spiritual practices that we used to doing at home. And for queer people, especially queer trans people of color, especially, it is even more important to hold on to our history and where we come from. And I always like to say that as a queer person, as a person of color, my identity should not be an obstacle. It is not an obstacle. It is unique, it is beautiful, and it makes us different from everyone else. Speaking of performances and performers, I have one of Worship's performers here with me on 2SER today. We've got Zaya in the house.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Zaya.
Hello, thank you.
So, Zaya, you're one of the performers performing at Worship on July 26th.
That's right.
At Red Rattler Theater. Now, let's get to know you a bit better. So, for me, one of my favorite questions that I get asked all the time living in Sydney has got to be, hey, where do you come from? So, I'm going to ask you that question. Where do you come from? Tell us your story, Zaya.
Yeah, cool. I was actually born here in Australia. My parents are Uruguayan. They fled dictatorship in the 70s. They were part of a movement called Nueva Canción. It was a social movement, and they had to flee the country because they were being persecuted. So they came to Australia, and I grew up with protest song. Wow. Yeah.
And have you always been in Sydney?
Pretty much. I also lived in Uruguay for 7 years.
Oh, okay. So yeah. you moved back.
Yeah. So I lived here till I was 10, and then my parents decided to go back to Uruguay, and I went with them.
For how many years?
For about 7. Oh. And then came back.
Came back to Australia.
Yeah.
And I, obviously in here, as someone who has an accent, I hear a little bit of accent, which is so beautiful. So what other languages do you speak, Zaya?
Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah.
And I've seen you perform several times, and it's so beautiful, and you do perform quite a bit.
Yes, in both Spanish and English, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Which is, one of the reasons why we really wanted to have Zaya perform at Worship, because it really is about celebrating, our culture and our community's practices, mm. And I feel like accents and other languages, they're so beautiful. Now, Zaya, I also want to talk to you about, was it last year or this year, you were selected to be part of a small group of queer artists to be mentored and to be part of the Performance Spaces Queer New Work Workshop. So I want to hear a little bit about your experience at this workshop.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Being able to be with other queer people in the room, I think there was probably about 15 of us, being mentored by really amazing people like Justin Solder and Matthew. It was amazing to be able to be immersed in theatre education and also sound and dance and also being in the body, like having exercises where they made you come into your body and learn how to use the space and the stage and your presence. It was great.
Yeah. And do you feel like you've gained quite a bit from that experience and being among other queer artists as well?
Yes, definitely. And I think it just made me feel very proud of who I am as a queer artist as well. Like I was seen and I was respected and I was I was told I could do something with my art. So yeah, it was definitely awesome.
If you just tune in, we're talking to Zaya. Zaya is one of the performers performing at Worship. is a queer performance and dance party happening on the 26th of July at the Red Rattler, and we've got Zaya, one of the performers, on the night. So Zaya, what have you plan for us? What sort of art will you be sharing on the spot night? don't give it all away. Just a little bit, just a teaser of what's in store for us.
Yeah, so I tap into my own spirituality. I also tap into the mundane, the everyday type of things that happen in our lives. What else? I also will have a song about breakup. Because I think it's important to process grief and letting go of stuff that have happened to you. Mm-hmm. And also, it's always about rebirth and being able to feel empowered about being who I am, and my background and my identity is very important. So I'm looking forward to the performance. I can't wait.
Oh my God, this is so cool. Yay. Well, if you want to see Zaya perform, if you want to see me perform, Worship is happening on Friday, July the 26th at the Red Rattler Theater. And if any of our listeners want to find out a bit more about your work, where can they, what are your socials?
Yeah, so you can go on to SoundCloud and just search Zaya Barroso. That's my surname, Barroso. You can also check out a music video that I did if you search in YouTube Zaya Transito. That's Transito. And enjoy.
Yay. All right. Thanks, Zaya. To everyone who's listening, I hope you guys can make it to Worship. I'll repeat this again. It's Friday, July the 26th at the Red Rattler Theater. And Worship aims to empower and inspire by initiating conversations that are relevant and important to the queer, trans, people of color community. Thanks for tuning in.